Hey everyone, I guarantee you this time I hit the go live. I know last Tuesday I was talking forever and then I realized that I did not hit the go live. I'm learning. So anyway, sit back, relax. It's Norm Farrar and this is my Thursday live chat, Lunch with the Beard Guy. And today I'm very excited to have a very good friend of mine and the co-founder of Rank Bell, Isabella Hamilton.
Thank
you, Isabella.
Good morning from California.
You just threw something together for me, right?
Yes. How are you, Norm? It's always so good to talk to you. It's just every time I see you and I hear you, you just give me this energy like I could do anything.
Well, that's because I tell you to have 5 or 6 cups of coffee before you come on.
That also. With that being said...
Hey, cheers. There we go. Okay, Isabella. So this is going to be probably, 20 minutes to a half hour. And I think there's a lot of people out there that really still don't trust or understand different types of launch strategies. And rebates is probably one of the misunderstood launch strategies. One of the things, too, is the cost. People think about, oh, this is costing me money when really it's just making them tons of money if they do it properly. So first of all, let's back up. And can you tell me a little bit about Rank Bell?
Absolutely. So Rank Bell was founded purely just on idea of helping seller find out more about their products. So they would order the products from China or whatever they would order them from. And then our community of buyers would actually try them and give a quality feedback per se. So if somebody sent a product that, was not assembled correctly or it came broken or any type of problems with that product, our buyers would let us know. So the more they did this, they would order the product from Amazon, get it, open it, see what's good, what's wrong, give us feedback, the seller would get the feedback. Well, we noticed every time we did that, the ranking of that product would just skyrocket. So we took that idea and kind of created the system where we had the quality control and the ranking all in one. That's how I discovered this, amazing, actually, thing, because what's better than being on page one? I don't think there's much better than that. So that's how this got discovered, and we've been so fortunate and blessed to have such a good service that helps sellers get on page one and start selling organically. Because we all, like you said, Norman, everybody they worry about the cost, and you shouldn't worry about the cost when it comes down to something so essential for your business, because we all worry about, paying for the product, which obviously it's an essential part of the process, paying for your products from China or from your supplier here in the US, and then making sure you have the best packaging, making sure you have the best photos and everything else to that point. And then it goes live and then you can't sell it, because if people don't see it, how are you going to sell it? Even though your product is better than your competitors, because I trust that the sellers that come to me and probably the ones, they all do their best to have the best product. I have no doubt on that. They have the best product, but it doesn't do them any good whether I or you believe that it's a good product. What's important is that product gets visibility, and you get that visibility when you're on page one. And if you cannot, save or prepare for this, then you're almost missing out on a lot, because your business will depend a lot on what you do that first month or 2 months when your product goes live. So I think you're right. I mean, people, they should definitely consider the price, and they should have a schedule or a budget to include ranking and launching in it when they decide to launch their product, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's a big problem, though. A lot of people, when they're We talked about this on Tuesday, and people undercapitalize their project or they don't understand their numbers. Any normal business has a marketing budget. And, you know, if you launch a product, like you said, if nobody can see you, like I hear you have great parties. I live in Toronto. If I can't find your house and I don't have a map, there's no way I can attend your great parties, which you never invite me to. But anyway, same thing, same thing with rebates. And there's different price points too. You've got free, you've got three, you've got six, you got eight, 10, 20, you know, and there are different levels of why you need to have rebates. But what I want to talk about is really the cost. And, you know, for us, we do a lot with our clients. We talk a lot about sticker shock. All of a sudden they see an initial cost for a marketing campaign. And they think, oh, do I have to give away this product for free? And it's really not free. First of all, when somebody buys a rebate, so when we talk about a full purchase rebate, you're finding a person on your private network. They're buying the product because it might suit their niche. Maybe it's somebody in the pet niche that wants a bully stick. The bully stick might cost, let's say $15. And then it looks like the person's paying 15, but really what they're paying is about only 25% because Amazon is paying them back for that verified sale. Did I explain that correctly?
100%. Yes. People forget that part. And you're right. A lot of them come to me and say, wow, you know, this is so expensive, or am I just giving this product free? Or, you know, some of them would say, well, I give them the product free. Are there any other benefits? You know, when I say benefits, I mean reviews. You know, they think, you know, just because you do a ranking campaign, that automatically means that these people they have to review. And it's not true. I mean, they're helping the sellers rank a product. That is what the service is. And of course, just like with when you're able to go from Seller Central and request a review button, we have something like that as well, where we would follow up with buyers for that. But ranking campaigns should not be confused with a review campaign, because, you know, in all reality, there's no such thing as a review campaign. And I think a lot of people tend to mistake the two. So like they'll use a chat bot and they'll offer these people the products for free, but then they'll immediately ask for a review. Not only does the buyer kind of feel like, well, you just gave this to me for free to write your review, so it doesn't sit well with them. And they can also, you know, turn around and, you know, probably contact Amazon. So you have to be very careful on how you approach these type of campaigns as well. And a ranking campaign should be considered just that, because it's amazing. Just that, just having reached that page one. And of course, when you have an amazing product, like we discussed, then people are going to want to review that product anyway, because it made such a difference in their life. You know, maybe they're buying something for their child or for their house, and, you know, we know your product is the best, so give them that opportunity to try your product. And another thing is, when you do give away these products, what you're trying to do is get this brand recognition. So if your product is as good as you say it is, then, you know, that person will tell all their friends and family. And that's what we all do, you know, word of mouth. Hey, where did you get this? Like we talked about a hair dryer right before getting on the show today, right? So
because I need one.
Of course, you don't need it, but you may want to maybe gift it to your wife or your friend. So because I gave it such a great review, I told you, hey, Norm, this is what I'm using and it's fantastic. You're going to take my word for it and probably buy it yourself next time you think about it. So that's what's great about, one, obviously having a good product, and two, having brand recognition. Because when you do have a ranking campaign, it's almost like using an influencer. Like, you have to think of all these things. You're giving the product for free. Yes, it will cost you, like you said, maybe $5, $10, depending on how much the product costs. But that person not only helped you rank because it's an organic sale, but they will tell other people about this product if it's right. That good. So consider it as an influencer. Of course, maybe this person doesn't have 10,000 followers, but maybe they do. And some of them actually do. You don't know who's buying your product that can rave about it on their social media or maybe on their blog or any channel. I mean, I've seen sellers of mine that had, let's say, a baby product, and you know, one of the unknown influencers bought it and posted it in her mommy group, and then the sales exploded. So something like this happens all the time, and it's beautiful because it's organic. And you know, they're like, oh my God, my sales just exploded overnight. What happened? But this can happen all the time. So yeah, it's good. Ranking campaigns.
I've got 2 points. And yes. One is what you were just talking about. We did a campaign with some shampoo. Mm-hmm. And we had no idea that what happened. All we knew is that we sold out way before we thought we would, almost immediately. And what had happened is Ryan Seacrest, I guess his assistant bought it for him or something. Anyways, they posted that this was the best shampoo. We didn't ask them to do it. There was no celebrity endorsement. They just posted it, and all of a sudden our shampoo sold out. And it caused a bit of a problem for one reason, which leads to my second point. It's because the influencer told them how great it was, which we didn't ask for, but they did. Thank you. They ended up doing a ton of reviews. And this, it did so many reviews, the account got suspended. And it took us about 3 months to get back because the amount, I guess it was about a 15 to 20% review rate that came in on all of these things. People just loved it. They liked it. It was great shampoo. And it took another 3 months before we could accept, like they allowed us back on, but no reviews for 3 months. And now it's back on. But the point is, so many people ask for, can you get me reviews? Can you get me reviews? Well, why? Why don't you just let it do the normal, you know, just let it go organically? We're always targeting, I don't know about you, but 4 to 7%. If I go beyond that, I mean, on launch, I might get as high as 10%. But if I go any higher than that, I'm sending red flags. And I don't want, you know, to send out those flags. If somebody likes the product, they will. So I'm looking at it as somebody goes, they go to the listing. The listing is optimized. They like what they see. They get their free product. They're happy with it. Oh, it comes to them and it's a nice packaging. So the branding's there as well. They might leave a review. But I don't think you very seldomly hear me say, oh my gosh, this person needs a review. You know, when I'm talking with you about campaigns. And the other thing is when we're talking about rebate campaigns, it's any product. Like we just did a campaign, you and me together, on a supplement, and we got it to rank very high and very competitive keywords in less than a few days. And they built out the reviews organically. This is from launch, got onto page one, and there was about 3 or 4, 5, 6 keywords that ranked from number one to number six using your campaign, your rebate system.
Thank you. Yeah, so just like you mentioned, that's actually a good point that you brought up. And I don't think me and you discussed this before, but that's what happens. So Ryan Seacrest gave you a big shout out, right? Mm-hmm. You got all these reviews, Amazon suspended you. This just goes to show that Amazon is following a very strict algorithm. They don't care who you are or what your product is or who talked about it. It could have been J-Lo, it could have been anyone. In your case, it was Ryan Seacrest. The listing got
assistant Ryan Seacrest's assistant.
Amazing. And you, I mean, it's good. But at the same time, it's like, you know, Amazon will shut you down and then ask questions later. So you lost sales on 3 months just because of that. And were you able to tell them, hey, this is the proof. This is Ryan Seacrest's assistant. Like, did you do anything? And nothing.
I took screenshots. I took a screenshot of the actual announcement, the sales spiking, and showed the reviews. They did absolutely nothing, nothing. And, you know, that's another thing we should talk about too. The actual rebate system. So different rebate systems, like let's go from $0 to $20, right? What's the difference in buyer quality? And how does that affect an Amazon score or Amazon ranking?
Well, usually the products that are cheaper, I noticed, I mean, that's, you know, for a client, you know, $20 may still mean a lot. But when I say cheaper, you know, up to that range of $20, those are cheap products. I mean, we have products that, as you know, range to $100, $200. So the lower price products, actually, those people who are looking for bargains are usually the ones who are also buying these products. And you would think just because it's free, then anybody would just jump on them. But what we noticed with buyers, and even if you try to do a ManyChat, that price is very important for them, because even though you're rebating them, they're still afraid, oh, I'm spending $15 or $20 that I might not get back. So when you look at this range of products, of price products, usually you tend to attract, I think in my opinion, and don't really take my word for it, but you will attract a lower quality buyer, because I feel like they're just looking for some bargain prices and they're not really willing, you know, somebody like a serious buyer that's like, okay, I want to invest in this furniture piece that's $200, you know, they already have that money for it to pay in advance. So those are people who would usually buy higher priced items. And then you have the lower priced items. But when it comes to quality core, I don't think it's more on the price. I think it's more on the frequency of how many times they buy products during the day and how unrelated the items are. So if you're buying, you know, a kitchen knife, and the next thing you know, you're buying a tennis racket, and then you're buying bibs for a kid that you never even ordered for, because Amazon sees your orders. They see everything that you order in the previous month or year or whatever. So if you keep buying diapers every month, they know, their algorithm knows that you, somewhere there's a baby involved. If all of a sudden you're starting to buy notepads and, you know, school supplies for like 7-year-olds, that's unrelated to that. I think that's what drives the score just a little bit more down, but it still doesn't affect the ranking. I just think it maybe takes a little longer to rank. And again, this is my opinion and what I've noticed, but I'd like to hear your take on it.
Well, excuse me for a sec. Cigar, you know, people tell me to stop smoking cigars. Okay, so my take, first, I was talking more of the rebate cost. So if a free, if there are rebate groups out there that are providing a free, just the product for free, compared to the one that might be $3 or $6 or $15. Like I always call, I have the app. Okay, so it could be like a Facebook group, or I have a concierge rebate, which is like you. I can go over to you and I can say, hey, Isabella, I've got a knife. Could you please make sure that people are interested in kitchen utensils? Could you have them add to cart? Or another model would be go and add to cart and then click off on any two competitors and come back and buy it. So I can give you a natural rhythm, which is why, you know, you're more expensive and you have a vetted service, right? So it's not like just going on, and you're 100% right. If you're going into a service that has, let's say, 1,000 people buying, and all of those people are buying Norm the Gnome, the coffee mug, the Coke Zero, you can't see over here, but they're all buying them. There's a pattern, there's a footprint. So, I mean, with you, you're going into specific niches, which helps break that pattern. So there is a difference between just going in to a Facebook group. And it's so important because there's so many people. There might be some good Facebook groups out there, but you know, there's a bunch out there that just leave a huge footprint and it could hurt your account. Then you've got the apps, and there's a bunch out there and they're good. Excuse me. I usually, just one sec. It's a cigar. I usually, what's that, Hills?
We do have a question.
Yep.
What about using automated feedback software that follows Amazon TOS?
Automated feedback software. So can you get clarity on that?
Yeah, it's from Robbie Stanley.
Oh, hey, Rob. Okay, so I don't understand the question. Using automated feedback.
Maybe okay, just referring to reviews?
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, when we're looking at these free sites, there's, you know, I find that those probably have the lowest quality score, although there could be some that have really great large networks. Then you've got the apps. And the apps, I'm talking Rebate, Rebate Key, Rebate Jet, you know, all those apps. One of the things that I found when I'm using those apps specifically, I don't typically try to give out 100% rebates. The problem is people can make up fake accounts. And then all of a sudden you have a hijacker on your account because they bought 10 of your products or 20 of your products. And so what I do, it's just a little tip, is that I always have a discount. The people, these unethical buyers that are out there, they will... they don't want to spend a dime. So if you put 5%, 10%, so it's a 95% or 90% discount, you'll avoid that because they're looking for free product. And then when you go to a service that, like yours, there's it's that concierge where you really don't have to worry about that at all. And because it's always, it's a very diverse network and new people coming on and vetted, then you can tell them exactly what to do, which helps with a natural look and feel to Amazon. They're not going to see a big red flag.
Because, and also, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
When you go on these like rebate sites, what's very important when you do a ranking campaign is you have to make sure that you give enough of these units per day. So when you go on one of these apps, you are not certain that you will reach that number, especially if you're using a discount. Because on these sites, there are a lot of bargain shoppers. And like you said, they don't really want to spend money. If you put it all 100% free, you will have a higher chance, obviously, of reaching that goal. Let's say for a supplement, we both know how hard it is to reach that number. It's very competitive. In some cases, you may need to give 100 per day. And how are you going to do that with a rebate site? You know, even if it's full price, that is a difficulty. So when you come to a more specialized service like ours, even we have trouble sometimes finding interested parties for supplements because it's an item not everybody wants. Of course, with everything else, you know, we don't really have an issue with, but when you go on these rebate sites, you may have an issue of reaching that number, even if it's a chef knife, that's amazing. But you know, chef knives are quite competitive. A lot of people are selling chef knives and they're all amazing and it's very hard to find a difference. So you may need to give away 50 a day. Can these rebate sites give you that number per day, that 50 units per day sale that will, you know, that will make sure you get on ranking on Patreon? That is one thing that I'm not necessarily a fan of when using these rebate sites. Yes, it's cheaper, way cheaper for sure. But again, what's the point? You just did a campaign of 300 units and then you're not really where you should be by giving away 300 units because it took you longer and because you weren't really aggressive when you needed to. Now you kind of fell behind. So maybe a campaign that you need 300 units on these rebate sites, you may only have to do 100 with, you know, a service like the one I have. You know, you may only need to do 100 on the specific keywords, search, find, buy, full price. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of what I was saying with going to the higher service. So I've never had to worry about guaranteed rate. I do mix it up. And, you know, there's also another element here, which you just talked about, search, find, buy, but using a mini chat or workflow using Facebook Messenger. So that is another component to this. So for me, I like to mix it up between a concierge service. I do. I work with the apps. So some of the three apps that I mentioned, I work with the concierge, and concierge for me is the best. And also with Search Find Buy, with some many chat flows. So like through Seller Chatbot or something like that, they're evergreen flows. But the main thing is that you understand the process and where you're spending the money and understand the numbers that you're spending. So I had a conversation yesterday with a client that I know what I can do for them. I'm saying, look it, I know where to bang the pipe. I'll fix it. Just listen to me. And he 10 times, and it's like a deer in the headlights, and it's, oh, just give me a chance. Right. And you know that this is an awesome product, but they see the final price and they aren't willing to take the chance. And I can tell, like, we've done so many campaigns, but like with a supplement from zero, nobody existing, to having 25 a day, 50 a day, 150 a day. I know I was working on a supplement last year, and it went from nothing. We gave away some rebates. We did press releases with them, and it went 15. They went out of stock. We added 30. They went out of stock. We added 45. They went out of stock. We stopped using them as a client because they kept running out of stock. They were afraid to spend money, but it got them from zero to first place for sleep aid supplements, sleep aid formula. There were six major keywords, and they went from one to 150 units a day in a couple of weeks. And I got this as a case study. So, you know, I was able to take the numbers and take a look, because people go, oh, you can't do this, or it doesn't work with supplements. We just did one, probably the most competitive keyword out there right now. And we got it on page one on multiple keywords. So my other son just pinged me, and he said he's a non-Amazon seller. Okay. So he just pinged me, and he says, I don't understand the process. Can we go through that? So if somebody wants to buy a rebate and they're new to Amazon, can you explain step one through, or step A to Z?
Yes. So first, you know, you have to get your product live. You have to get your products to America and then put them on Amazon. But the best thing to do is, you know, find out how many giveaways you need to do. That's very important step. And a lot of my clients, and I don't know of yours, Norman, they use Helium 10. It's a very elite. It's a great process. You know, they have CPR, and that gives you an approximate number of units you need to give away per day. It's not exact, because I don't think there's a service out there or a software that can tell you exactly how many units you need to give away per day. And that is because, you know, the algorithm, how many competitors are coming in and out all the time. You don't know what your competitors are doing. They may like do ranking campaigns that are shooting up the algorithm. So their CPR gives you an approximate number, and that's a good number to start. It's usually a little higher than what we end up using. But if CPR tells you need to give away 20 a day, we might want to start with maybe 10 a day, just to test it out. So don't take that number as like the Bible and you need to follow it exactly. What we can do is start with 10 a day and test it and check every single day. How did the ranking move today or in 2 days? Did it shoot up to the next page? Did it only go up a few positions? And from then on, you can add or subtract how many giveaways you can do. So CPR recommends 8 days, but I've done ranking campaigns that lasted 8 days, 10 days, 2 weeks, 30 days, and some that are continuous, you know, where they come in every month and they do a few extra giveaways. And those are probably the best, because even though they're still selling organically, you want to have that cushion, because again, there's a lot of sellers coming on to Amazon and they're trying to do the same thing. You know, they want to make money like you once did the same thing. So because of that, the numbers kind of vary and it's not an exact number. But you have your product, you find out how many giveaways to do, you contact me, and I will make sure that you have those specific numbers every single day. And because our service, like you said, Norman, is very concierge, you can just tell us, hey, you know, I've reached this page, we can stop the giveaways now, or can we add another keyword, or can we change this keyword to keyword? We can do all of that. We have a team that's ready for you really at any time. Anytime you need to change something, add something, pause something, we're all there for you.
You touched on a great point. There's so many people think that this is a one and done, like press releases. Oh, I sent out a press release, and I'm not nationally known for every keyword, you know, across the country 3 months later. Well, same thing with rebates. Rebates, what we found is that you have your initial campaign, and it doesn't have to be 8 days. You could try 1 day, which I don't know. I have worked with 1 day, but that's a bit of a risk. I always find it when they do go out there, and if you get results, whew, if you don't, then you got to spend some more money. But it was something that was a fluke by Manny Coates. I remember reading that one day. He did it by accident, and it worked out for him. And we did try it, and it worked out for us. I'm not sure if it works now, but you could do a pulse where it's just a few every day, or it could be an incline where it's just a bit more every day. But your team's going to come up with that. The issue is when the campaign's over. You do an 8-day campaign, you do a 21-day campaign, and then everybody thinks, oh, I can sit down and it's just going to be ranked forever. And they forget that Amazon has competition. There's new sellers coming on. There's the sellers that are knowing that you've just bumped them off of first place or second or third or fourth. And you've got to maintain and monitor, again, just any tracking tool. Just watch your keywords. And if they start to fall, and we'll group them together. So we have a silo of long tail keywords for a specific, let's say it's grass-fed bully sticks. Well, 12-inch grass-fed, organic grass-fed, natural grass-fed. And we'll have them in this block, and we color code them in Helium. And then we can see, and usually what happens, the whole group will start to fall and something's up, either the indexing's off or whatever it is. Once we find out, if it's not the indexing, it's just somebody knocking us down, we just throw a few more rebates against it. And usually, let's say we started with 100, maybe you just have to do 3, 4, 5, you know, just to get the ranking back up because you've got the sales history. So maintenance is a big issue that people forget about.
And actually, since we're talking about RankBell, what we decided to do, because, you know, we've had a long 3 months of quarantine and, you know, sellers running out of stock and not being able to order, at RankBell, we decided to do a little discount for sellers, and it's 25 orders for $250. And this is a 6-month subscription. And this just helps those, just like you mentioned, just to keep that flow coming. And you know, the price is unbeatable. I mean, I've never done this where it's like, you know, $10 a unit, and we're waiving the signup fee, which is usually $499. So, you know, if somebody's out there listening and they want to take advantage of it, this will be the perfect time. And, you know, we want to introduce this like subscription model exactly on what you said, Norman, because every month new sellers come on. And if you have that small boost of even 25 units, that will make such a big difference. And in the long run, the cost is not even existent. Like, it's such a small cost compared to the value that you get from such a service. And, you know, we want to bring more awareness to these sellers that this service and services like mine are actually fantastic for your product. And just like you said in the beginning of this episode, people always think of like the ethics of this. You know, Amazon and other stores, and pretty much anybody that sells something, they have used a rebate system. You know, any store you go to, even you know, I haven't been to Best Buy, but that's just one that came into my mind. They used to have this rebate. You know, you fill out the back of it, you send it into the store, and you'll get a rebate. Sometimes, you know, 50%, 25%, sometimes even 90%. I remember back in the day. Again, I don't know if they still use it, but it's not a system that's frowned upon. This has been invented for brand awareness and for, you know, people to try. And we see them all over in all areas, rebates work. And Amazon is okay with rebates. And, you know, until they say that that's not allowed anymore, which I don't think it will ever happen, because we're actually helping Amazon. If you get on page one, on position one, guess what? You're going to start creating a lot of organic sales. Amazon loves you for that. I don't know why sellers think that Amazon is against you as a seller. Yeah, they do things like they did with the Ryan Seacrest thing where they just suspend you because you got too many reviews. But all reality, they want you to make money. Okay, they want you to make money because if you make money, they make money. When you do a full price giveaway, Amazon is making money. You're making money, but Amazon is making money. So they will love you for it. So they're not looking at, you know, you're doing something bad. That's why, you know, rebate apps exist and they're flourishing. They're doing really well. And, you know, you just have to take everything as it is. Rebates are good. They increase your sales. They get you on page one. There's nothing to be afraid. When you cross the line and you're doing a campaign that's 100 units in ManyChat or however you're doing it, and you request the review, you demand the review from all those people, that's when it's not good. That's when it's against EOS. And I think people confuse the two, a ranking campaign with like a review campaign. They're always worried, oh my God, am I going to get suspended because I'm doing a ranking campaign? No, you are not. If you're going to use black tactics and demand a review from these people, that yes, that's when you get suspended. Just like in your case, you didn't even request for it, but because the algorithm caught so many reviews coming in, you got in trouble. And yep, it's the same thing. It's not that they are personally attacking you. The algorithm found that what your brand is doing is not adequate. They don't care that Ryan Seacrest gave you a big shout out. They care nothing. They, you know, maybe those people behind the computers, they don't even know who Ryan Seacrest is. They've never heard of whoever that name is, right? So that's the thing. If you follow the rules, and like you said, try to keep it under 10%. You know, you can use a follow-up and, you know, and see what people think about your product. But most important than that is make sure that you have a great product that is worth reviewing. Because at the end of the day, if your product is so unbelievable, as you say it is, then some people, not everybody, will want to help you out at some point. Because, you know, everybody knows, a lot of people know how important reviews are for a brand. So yeah, rebates are good.
Yeah. And one other thing, and this is just a branding 101, but when I'm not on Amazon and I've got a product maybe on Shopify, I will spend basically the cost 100%. If I've got a bar of soap, if I've got a 3-pack of soap, if I'm sending out something, bully sticks, you know, pet food, whatever's selling, if it's recurring, okay, if consumable or if it's recurring, I always give not the product away, but the cost of acquisition. So if the cost of acquisition is $20 and the cost is $20, that's fine with me. I don't mind because I know that product's going out. It looks great when people open it and it's got a great customer experience. Then people are going to come back and buy that product again. So I have no problem giving away product. And it's the same thing with rebates. Yep.
I have a question from Shiraz Abdul. But I have observed recently that the rebates are good for generating sales velocity, but not for improving the keyword rank. Do you think that diversity in traffic will have more impact than just generating sales from one channel?
Okay, so that was about that was about Shiraz has realized that he's getting velocity, but he's not keyword ranking. I would say, take a look at, are you using only one company? And if it is, you might want to switch over and try it to a different company. The other thing is, you might not be giving away enough rebates. So if you're going in Helium 10, now Helium 10 has nothing to do with us. It's just what I use. But anyways, Helium 10, go to Cerebro, punch in your ASIN, throw in some competitors. It's going to give you a list. It's going to show you search by search volume. It's going to show you what you need. I always look at your primary long tail keywords. So grass fed bully sticks, not just bully sticks. And I search for all those other long tails. And then I see what they want, right? And you can try with the ones that have 8 units or 12 units or 16 units or 24 units. And I give away roughly 30% of what they're asking. Try doing that on a using a different platform, or try out this incredible deal. That's 33% off of what you normally charge, I believe. Anyways, try a service like that and see what happens, because I'm using this right now. Isabella's doing a campaign today for me. Other people have been doing campaigns, and I'm seeing consistent results in and out every day. And there's no change in what I see in keyword ranking. What about you, Isabella?
No, I think you're right. So it's very important to give away enough units. So if you're using a long tail keyword and, you know, the volume, let's say it's 5 per day, but if you're only doing 1, and you're not even doing it for the whole amount, of course you're not going to see those results, and you may think something's wrong with that keyword or your product. So in some cases it is. Sometimes keywords are just not worth going for, but increase it. And just like we said in the beginning, test it, split test it. If you see, don't just do one campaign of 10 units and, oh my God, you're not on page 1. This is not working, because it takes time. It takes time. Again, there's other people trying to do the same thing you're doing, and they're coming in strong, and you're getting left behind. And even with the CPR, they may tell you you only need 20 units, but you don't know what the other guy's doing. Maybe they just bumped 30, 40 units. And of course, you're not going to be able to rank as high. So keep testing it all the time. Do more giveaways. Increase your PPCs, try to get some organic sales, and you know, you'll be fine. And if you're not, then you look at what's going on. Look at your listing, start looking at everything, start looking at your pictures, start looking at the keywords that are indexed in your listing. But usually the problem is you're not doing enough giveaways, and then everything else.
Yeah. And by the way, Kels, I'm not sure, but Rob Stanley. So if Rob, if you're still listening, PM me and we can talk about that. And so Rob's with Feedback Whiz. So I'm not sure if that has something to do with your app, Rob, but let me know and we can talk a bit more about that. Okay, Isabella, I think we're running down. Is there anything else that we need to know about rebates on this call?
I think me and you can talk forever, Norm. We're never running out of things to talk about. We're always running out of time. That's like our thing. You know, just trust rebates, trust giveaways. They're not scary. They're here to help you. Yes, there's a cost involved. I just made my service very affordable. So you can try that. And as you know, Norm, I never market, you know, RankBell anywhere, because we do like to keep it, you know, small-ish, so we can put all our attention on the sellers that come in. So feel free to try it. This is a perfect price. As I said, you know, just trust and keep working on making your listing better, your product better. Reach out to Norm, reach out to me, you know, Helium 10 and whoever we mentioned here, and Feedback Whiz and everybody. Try to use as many resources as you possibly can, especially if you're new and you don't know the direction to go. We're all here to help you. And, you know, we all started at some point. You know, the only difference is that we have practice. We've been doing it for so long that it comes a little bit more natural. And for those listening who are just starting out, it will one day be natural for you and it will just come to you. So sometimes it feels like a scary road to embark on, you know, thinking Amazon, and then we talk about like how much competition is there, but at the end of the day, a lot of sellers are very successful. And, you know, especially with what's been happening in the world, in the last 3 months, I think, you know, we're moving a lot more on the online platforms, and this will be a good time to start. So don't be afraid to take this step in, you know, starting an Amazon store, even, you know, with a product that doesn't cost this much. Just get your feet wet and just try it a little bit, do a few giveaways, use some press releases, and, you know, just really just start. I think that's probably the best advice I can give somebody.
Yeah. And one of the things we always talk about is, you know,
network, you know, find events, find conferences going on or events that are going online, like virtual summits, and start to build your network that way. I could never do this on my own. I've got a huge network that I always ask questions. Same with you, Isabella, I know. But it's the people that you know that will help get you to be a successful Amazon seller. So just keep that in mind.
I'm so thankful I met you, Norm. I mean, now you're helping me create my new website. We never talk about that. And it's going to have a brand new look that I'm very excited about. And Norman, I wouldn't have done it without you, because you know, I always get so involved in so many other projects. So I'm very excited for when that's over and for everybody to see the new look. So I thank you for that. But you're right. Without that networking, me and you will probably never got a chance to become such good friends and really help each other, because that's what friends do. And if you find your tribe and your group, it's going to make such a big difference, because we are humans and we tend for that loving relationship and friends and, you know, just somebody to hear you out, even if they can't always help you. And, you know, that's why I'm so thankful to meet you and to be my friend, Norm.
Oh, I'm a little red-faced, but thank you very much. Okay, Isabella, so we're winding down. How do people get a hold of you?
Rankbell.com, or they can send an email to bell@rankbell.com, or easiest way, Isabella Hamilton on Facebook, or they can contact you, Norm, and you can tell them where they can find me.
Absolutely. Okay, so we do have a little, Isabella's going to be showing up on something else that's coming up. Tune in tomorrow, or go to my social media tomorrow, because there's going to be some wild announcement.
That is something so exciting. I've been waiting for it. I'm like, Norma, when is it coming out? So I'm super, super, super excited. You guys, you have to follow Norm on all his social media. By the way, I'm very jealous of your Instagram page and everything that you're doing and this show and the announcement for tomorrow. So I'm so excited for you. I'm so glad to be part of this with you, because you are amazing and I love you so much.
Well, thank you. And right back at you.
Thank you.
So this has been Lunch with Norm with Isabella Hamilton from Rank Bell. And as Isabella said, please go and like and follow me at Norm Farrar. And let's see. I'm getting better at this, right, Kels? I know how to end the live now. So until next time, we'll see everybody later. Lunch with Norm.